We need to be on schedule.
We have to be on schedule.
Yeah, I saw that.
We're having a lot of these meetings before board meetings.
I know, a lot of them. It's kind of annoying.
Hey, we canceled a bunch in the summertime.
I know, but it's worse now.
Yeah.
I'd rather have them in the summer.
Well, now, all these appointments are flowing through. Anyone need
agendas? Anybody?
No, we haven't. We just backed up because all the public hearings we've been trying to have and having. Okay, this is the regularly scheduled, this is a special meeting of the Programs and Services Committee for Monday, October 16th at 7:15. But the begin meeting is Councilor Larry, Councilor Kalis, Councilor Schwartz, Councilor Auchincloss, Councilor Sangiolo, I'm Councilor Rice. So the first person is Jolene Williams.
Yes.
Okay, want to come right up here and we'd love to have you be part of the committee and we'll talk with you. So docket item 238-17, Jolene W. Williams, 12 Hereford Street, Wapping, appointed as a library trustee for a term to expire June 30th, 2022. So Jolene, we really appreciate you coming and participating in the library. And we'd like to know why you'd like to be part of the library trustee.
Well, to become a trustee of the Newton Free Library would in many ways be a homecoming for me. My first professional love was public libraries. When I finished college, I came from New York, but my roots are Richmond, Virginia. I moved to Boston and went to Simmons. I got a master's in library science, and I spent the next 4 years at the Framingham Public Library, which at the time, and I can't speak for now, was a fabulous four-branch system, well-funded with very dynamic leadership. I had the role of adult services librarian, a new position to oversee the collection and new programming. We did a number of fabulous things. One was convincing the town fathers that their tax dollars should be spent on MCI Framingham, as the women there were residents of the town. And that service lasted a year until we realized that I went with the bookmobile and we gave out a lot of books, but when we discovered we did not have a proper mechanism for getting them back, the town fathers weren't quite so thrilled with our great idea. We also started the first foreign language library, I believe, in the state. We started a Spanish-speaking branch because we had a very large incoming foreign-speaking component in Framingham. I left that and then turned to my second professional love, which was the law, and basically spent the next 30-plus years as a trial attorney and running a small independent state agency, the Massachusetts District Attorneys Association, for 13 years. So to come back to the library, and especially such a library really par excellence, that it would just be a wonderful thing for me to do, and I am thrilled with the opportunity that the mayor has given me.
Thank you. Questions from the committee? Allison?
I just want to say how fortunate we are in Newton to have people like yourself stepping up and serving with your breadth of experience and knowledge. I'm very impressed with your resume, and you know we're very proud of our library as well.
You should be. It's phenomenal, really.
Yeah, so I'm so happy that you're willing to serve. I really have no questions, just thank you.
Other questions? David?
So I know it's terrific, but what improvements do you foresee in the future? Or would you like to see?
Well, I couldn't speak as to less obvious things because I haven't really become an active board member yet. But I think the thing that's plain for everyone is that this library needs space inside and out big time. And sometimes I just go and sit, you know, I'll pick up a book or the newspaper and just sort of watch. And the place is packed. Sometimes I drive around literally for 5 minutes to try and find a place to park, and I'm sure that there's a little swapping going back and forth between the City Hall building and the library, but still, many, many people who come to this library appear to have some kind of disability, and the library is really their day home, and they shouldn't have to walk a half a mile to get into the building. So it's a tough problem. I'm not the first person to raise this, but and it's a long-term problem. But
you're not the first person to raise it. But what I love about your answer is your passion for it, because we're gonna need people to advocate for it, and that's very important. So maintain that.
Other questions? Is there a motion? There's a motion from Council Auchincloss to approve. All in favor? That is 7-0. Thank you very much. We really appreciate
it. Thank you.
Docket item 239-17, Joshua Stearman, 90 Edward Avenue, Newtonville, appointed as library trustee for a term to expire June 30th, 2020. Come on up to the hot seat. As you've seen in the process, it's a really tough vetting process. It goes on for days. So Joshua, why would you like to be a part of the library trustees?
Sure. So my first introduction to the Newton Library is through my children. I was really impressed with the children's programming, really high quality and also free. So I got to know the library more through that. And I started to look for a way to get involved in the community, and that the library just seemed a natural fit. Somebody that's loved libraries, loved reading. It seemed to be a place I can give back. Also, I work at the Federal Reserve, and my job is in bank supervision, so it's essentially traveling New England and looking at organizations and thinking how they're approaching their strategic challenges, how they're positioning themselves financially for the future. So that's led myself to other board work. I've been on the board of a credit union and of a mentoring organization. So I found that the skills have been transferable to thinking about not just the next month and year, but how organizations can position themselves with people and thinking about who they want to serve over the long term. So it just seemed like a natural fit in a lot of ways, and I think I have something to give, and I'm excited to be a part of this organization.
Thank you. Questions from the committee? Jake?
This might be a question for the president. Would he be the only member that has young children on the board?
He would be the only member in the current board that has young children.
I think that's great.
Some of us have grandchildren.
That should count.
Yeah.
So you don't think that disqualifies him?
It's nice to have that perspective. Someone's using...
On that vein, do you have any specific thoughts about improvements to the children's library? Aside from, I know we have space constraints, and we have looked at, you know, in the future, I think there will be some plans to expand that.
Well, I think there's something, there's thought to be given to how you break out for different age groups, with young children and teens and kids in between, and they all have their own unique needs, and we can't be everything to everyone, but thinking about how you allocate your resources, both time, space, and dollars among those groups, and where we can provide benefit, I think that's an important place to spend our time. One example of that is went to an event, and we went over to the auditorium on the far parking lot side. And so that's a different space than if you're in the children's side. So there's pros and cons, but thinking about where are what we want to be doing, how that fits with what we have, and trying to match those as best we can, looking years into the future.
Other questions?
I thought you were just going to say more Mo Willems books, but that's what we need.
Mo. Okay. Oh. I went over my head.
He's a great author. Okay. No, I think that one of the things that, as you know, has been discussed a lot is making physical changes to the library. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering if you're familiar with those plans. Some of those involve the children's programming space. Did you have those in mind when you were answering the question, or have you not gotten a chance to?
Well, I want to get my feet wet and really learn in a deeper level before I kind of commit myself to a path. So. I guess I'm in the process of soaking those up at this point. So nothing specific beyond, I think, the allocation of our resources is one of the most important things we can do. I know there's talk about the expansion, and that's a place where I anticipate spending a lot of my time and energy.
I mean, specifically, one of the expanded areas was for the children's, kind of story time, mm-hmm. kind of ability to have a larger room for that, which I'm sure you're familiar with, is somewhat limited right now.
Yes, so absolutely.
That would probably be a good area for your input.
Absolutely.
Amy?
I have a question, not for you, but because you brought up the children's room. What happens to that $500,000? Is that in jeopardy?
I think we only approved 75 for planning.
So what happens to the rest of it? So
the rest of it was reallocated, but we were given to understand that it could be made available again once a suitable plan was brought forward. The 75K that was approved is being used for design and planning work, and then we were instructed to come back to storage and services, facilities, and finance to present more of a current and forward-looking plan that could be funded in stages.
So was it earmarked, though? Was it earmarked for you so it can't be touched?
I'm sorry, again?
Was it earmarked for you so it cannot be touched by any other...
No, the 500K was not... It was reallocated.
You'll have to fight for it.
Yeah. Well, I'll have to ask the candidates. Oh, no way.
Yeah. You will.
Other questions? So, is there a motion? There's a motion to approve by Councilor Leary. All in favor? That's unanimous. It's 7-0. Thank you very much. And all the items we're discussing tonight will be approved tonight, so you don't have to... Once it's over, it's over. Okay, the next item is Document Item 240-17. Jean Notice McConaughey. Come on up. I feel like a game show. Come on down.
It's a mouthful. Yeah. It's okay.
122 Temple Street, West Newton, appointed as a library trustee for a term to expire June 30th, 2020. And thank you very much for wanting to be part of the library trustees. And why would you like to be part of that?
Okay. So I've been a part of Newton now for over 40 years. I worked on the campaign to pass the override for the library back, 25 years ago. I was very involved and felt very passionately about that. I proceeded with my career, which was becoming a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, serving the not-for-profit industry and having children. And so some of my volunteer work for the library and for Newton took a back seat at that time. I'm now retired. I'm now active in volunteer positions and in board positions. I've worked with Audrey Cooper on the SWAT team on Wednesday mornings once a month. The library's been in my bones ever since I've been here. Now I have the time to devote to it and the expertise, I think, in terms of finance and governance for nonprofits.
Questions from the committee?
Just a comment. Mm-hmm. I love Audrey Cooper. She was the secretary when I was in elementary school at Underwood.
She's unbelievable. She is such a community person.
Yeah.
Newton will be really...
I know. We're very fortunate to have her as well as I'm so happy to hear you stepping up, because as I'm very proud of the library, as I said before, and it's critical to have a really active, involved board in order to make it work.
I agree.
Plus, and you guys throw a great party every year.
It's coming up. We'll sign you up.
I'll go.
Okay, Amy?
So there's a common thread that I've noticed, maybe a little bit more heavy on the finance backgrounds. So I'm just wondering, is there a push for the library trustees to do more community outreach to raise more funds for the library? Possibly partnering with the Friends?
We haven't gotten that far yet, but if our plans become more ambitious, we probably will have to do that.
No, I think it's great. No, I think it's fabulous.
There's no harm in getting some private donations for the library. I mean, as we've already heard tonight, and I agree, the library needs or could stand after 25 years some freshening and improvements. And if the city can vote all those funds, great. And if not, then there's a place for the private sector.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much.
Count the money when it comes in.
So is there a motion to approve? Councilor Kalis, all in favor? That is unanimous again, 7-0. Thank you
so
much. Docket item 241-17, Sharon Stout. Come on down, Chair. 9 Elmwood Park, Newton, appointed as a library trustee for a term to expire June 30th, 2022. Sharon, why would you like to be part of
the... Well, you do tell a good
No one knows Sharon.
Hi. Well, I can say that since I've been to Newton for the last 14, almost 15 years now, the library is the one group that I've been involved with every single year since because of Audrey Cooper. And I love it. We do the Spring Fling every year. We do other things throughout the city. We help with put on the Friends of the Library a few years back. And now that the position opened up on the trustee the first time I passed it this time, a lot of folks pushed me to be a part of it at a different level other than throwing a great party. But I do love the library, and I'm more of the community person and the political person on the group as opposed to finance.
Amy?
Does this mean you're going to give up your role to throw the good party?
No.
Good. More official.
Other questions?
It's not a question. I'm just really happy to see you doing this. I think you're a master collaborator, and bring a community activist, bring people together, and I think it's going to help. It could raise the awareness, just do a lot of different things, and I think you think out of the box, so it's really important.
Hi, Greg.
I was going to say that it's good to see Sharon getting out of her shell. Applying herself to community service like this. No. She's already been doing it. I thought she was already a trustee, so I have no trouble with this.
So is there a motion? With it, Councilor Sangiola has a motion to approve. All in favor? That is 7-0. Now, all the library people can stay. With it, we have Peter. You have the Parks and Rec Commission. So if you'd either stay or you guys could leave, you don't have to stay.
Well, we actually have a spring fling.
Okay, so then
wow,
you guys can.
Wow, planning already.
Hey, thanks so much.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Thanks. Peter, come on over. So we're not going to vote on Peter's item, of being approved tonight, because his item, Karen was saying his item is getting accepted to the docket tonight, but Peter can make tonight, and speak with Peter, and then on Wednesday night when we have our full Programs and Services meeting, we can vote on his item. And I think it'll be all set at that point.
Okay, great. I think it was a last minute call Friday afternoon from Karen, so they were working out.
Oh, I'm glad. So docket item 322-17, Peter Doherty, 66 Harvard Street, Newtonville, appointed as a member of the Newton Commonwealth Foundation for a term to expire December 31st, 2020.
Right.
So, Peter.
So the Newton Commonwealth Foundation is involved with the Newton Commonwealth Golf Course, and I've been playing up there since 1980 with Mr. Baker, was instrumental in securing that for the city of Newton.
That's right.
Right? About 79 or 80?
Conservation restriction? Was that... You also worked on the conservation.
Oh, yeah. That was the second act.
Okay.
Yes. But I'm delighted.
Yeah, so thank you.
Well, thank you.
I've been playing up there and living in Newton, and actually an opportunity came along this winter. Some of the members... The board asked me if I'd like to participate, and I said, sure, I have some time, and, I'd like to give back some time, and I have a lot of background, of playing up there, seeing how it operates, and the lease function, and I'd like to get involved with it.
Jake?
I would also add that Peter is my neighbor, and he has the nicest lawn in our neighborhood, which is important for a golf course.
Is it like a green?
Well, then I have more questions.
And I keep the walk shoveled in the winter.
It's gorgeous.
All 120 feet of it.
So, does Jake use leaf blower? What's going on? You don't have to answer that.
I'm really delighted to see you out here. I think this is wonderful. As you know, I have a small interest in this.
Oh, I know you do. I know you do. I met you back then, yeah. But haven't seen you for years.
Well, I'm just delighted you're here.
Sure. So I'd like to participate for the city, and it is a, bring some income into the city, and And it doesn't just sit there. There are always upgrades going on. Like 2004, they put a new irrigation system in for $1.5 million. They did a couple holes. 2007, and did a couple more. You know, just two years ago. So there's always renovation going on because you have to upgrade the product or people won't go there.
I agree.
So forgive my ignorance, but the foundation itself raises money to then spend on those projects, or how does it work exactly?
That's how it works. I'm not 100% sure, but like right now the foundation has, I think it's $990,000 in their bank account.
Let me explain how it works. When the course was founded originally, there was a trust fund created to have a reserve in case the course ever failed, so that there wouldn't be a drain on the city. This was back when I worked that out with Mayor Mann. So just for those of you who don't know the history, the course was acquired by the city for a net cost of 79 acres open space for a net cost of $175,000.
That was a good deal.
Was that in 1979?
1981 when we finally got it.
Okay.
It started, it's a two-year process. So, but the foundation is the city-appointed body that supervises the course and then in turn hires the licensed operator who operates the course. So all of this occurs without having to take on the recreation department staff or anything else. Mm-hmm. So it's all designed to be self-financing and self-operation. So, it gives the city $50,000 a year for conservation and recreation. That's part of our budget.
Terrific.
And it raises the money through fees, or
because people pay greens fees, and so they're not out actually fundraising directly.
Right.
But, so this is very quiet but useful.
Well, this is a little off topic.
Right.
Why
city
can
actually
do that with the skating rink. Just wondering. I'll talk to you about that later. Well, we had an offer to get the skating rink for $1 from DCR, and the city declined it because it was going to be too much maintenance.
That's because of the then mayor.
Yeah, well, I'm really annoyed about that.
That's a really good point, actually.
30 years later, or whenever it was.
So you have
when I first went to see Mayor Mann and talked to him about this, he said, well, I might be interested if we could have no city expense to buy it, no city expense to operate it, and no city employees. And we got almost 2 out of 3. We had $175,000 in that.
He didn't want the library either, did he? Yeah. But we named it after him. It was all the league ladies that pushed that.
Everyone. Anyway, but thank you very much.
Any questions for Peter? Other questions for Peter?
I'm happy to move approval.
No, we're not going to.
Oh, that's right.
But we will have a motion to approve on Wednesday night, and you'll be approved. I'm sure it's going to be another unanimous vote like everything else.
Okay, it sounds great.
So thank you for coming in tonight. And
thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And that's the items for tonight.
What about the other two?
I thought we had two reappointments.
That's changed. The other two appointments are being held because we have to accept them, so we'll deal with it on Wednesday night.
Good. Motion.